Well, as we know, this music can only mean one thing.
Absolutely.
Carrie Wood is here, brought to us by the Illinois Department of Transportation, as we get ready for our 2016 National League Central champion Chicago Cubs playoff run! All right. Whew. I think I've just spent myself. You guys had to finish the show now.
You threw out your back.
I did.
Yeah. Great dance moves, though, Ro. Yeah. Really strong. Yep. Considering last night you partied as well. I didn't know you had anything left.
Yeah, I know. I barely did have anything left. All right. Well, now this is all very, very exciting stuff. Hey, you know what is also exciting? I should mention this, that on Tuesday, Carrie Wood is going to be at Harry Carey's along with a bunch of Sun-Times columnists and myself. It's all part of the big playoff party that they're doing there. And in honor of the Northsiders being featured in the, Major League Baseball playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be, people can come and you get all kinds of cool stuff. You sit down, get something to eat, get something to drink. And then we're going to have a panel discussion and then a Q&A with Carrie Wood about the future of this franchise.
How cool is that?
If people want to take part in that, they can just go to suntimes.com/playoffsparty, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation, encouraging fans of the Northsiders to buckle up for the playoff ride and celebrate responsibly. How
nice.
About that?
Buckle up!
And I got a pair of tickets to that. Yeah, let's give them away right now, Carrie. Should we do that?
Let's do it.
All right. 19th caller, 312-981-72. No, you know what? Not 19th. I take that back. 34th caller.
Right.
There you go.
312-981-7200. There you go. All right.
Now you're working.
Yeah, now I'm whew, okay, now I'm spent. All right, so this is kind of fun. I mean, I don't know if the Cubs are going to win out here, but, 105 wins, that's pretty good in a season, don't you think?
It'll do. I think it'll do this year. It's good enough. No, it's been such a fun year. We got to the century mark, obviously, and a huge accomplishment there. And it just, like I said, you ride it out the last five games here and try to stay healthy. None of our outfielders should be diving for balls right now in the last four or five games. So stay healthy and get ready.
Carrie, is it, they've been calling it spring training 2.0 these final week and a half here after they clinch pretty much everything. Is there any concern that they can lose a little edge, be a little less sharp than they were when they were on this incredible run?
I think there's two sides of that. People are going to say they can. I've been in situations where we're on teams where we've clinched early enough where we have kind of lost momentum. I've also been on teams where, like you said, this is spring training 2.0. And, when I was with the Yankees and we mathematically got ourselves into the playoffs, the attitude in the clubhouse, the energy, the expectations and everything just changed. So I would have to assume that with this group and with the way Madden and the coaching staff is leading this group, I would have to assume that there is high energy in the clubhouse right now, and they cannot wait for the postseason to start. So I'm sure they just want to get these last four or five days over with and start getting down to business. But I really don't think that it's going to affect this group. We've needed some guys to get healthy. Stroop's got an opportunity to get back out there and get some work done and get some work in before the postseason starts where he's needed. So I think it's been a good opportunity for our club.
Carrie, the five-year extension for Theo Epstein, huge news for fans, a lot of celebrating, and people very happy that he's locked up for years to come. Talk about what that means for players when they see that kind of move being made and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I really don't think it's a surprise to players. I think they expected with what he's done in this organization, and I think it was just a foregone conclusion that it was going to happen. I'm glad it happened now. Obviously well-deserved, and ultimately it's winning championships, and but I think what he's done and what he's done and the team that he's brought in to work around him and surrounded himself with and to do it together as a group, his team has been phenomenal at what they've done in this organization and turned it around. But I think the credit goes to Tom Ricketts for knowing early on that Theo was needed in this situation that he came into. So Tom went out and and brought the right guy in, and obviously Theo came in and has just done tremendous work.
I got to say that the Ricketts family. I said this before too, and I've had a few moments. You know where you know me. I get a little anxious about this.
Yes,
I have a little OCD, ADD, whatever I got when it comes to my Cub fandom. But what they have done for the institution of the Chicago Cubs is really something. They have made what I think are dramatic improvements to Wrigley Field itself. They've done it in a way that I think is in keeping with the tradition of the ballpark, where people want to feel as though the Ivy was always the star. And you just had to make sure that you maintain that, but bring it into the 21st, bring it into the 20th century, let alone the 21st century, right? Mm-hmm. And then, because finally running water, I thought that was an incredible improvement.
Electricity.
Functional bathrooms, like that part.
The bathrooms are pretty good. Still, we still work on the food. But then what they've done in the neighborhood, when that thing is all done and that complex around them is all done, I mean, they really have made for an institution here. And again, it tells you a little bit about how the business operation of this works, because the more revenue they can bring into this, the better the team can be, right? Why have the Yankees always been stars? Because, as you know, you are a Yankee, because they got the money to do it.
Absolutely. And again, it's the fan base. Obviously, championships and winning is first and foremost. But when you haven't done that in over 100 years, and for the longest time, the Cubs were not even competing. So the fans came and they were big fans of the Ivy, because that was all there was to cheer for. And the stadium was the biggest draw. And the stadium is the stadium. It's Wrigley Field. That's not going to change. It's a beautiful place, and it's the mecca of baseball arenas. But I mean, now they've got a product on the field that is producing and makes them want to come and support, and they're all in. And but again, what you say with what Tom and the Ricketts have the family has done with this stadium and revitalizing it and bringing it back and keeping the tradition of Wrigley Field, but also bringing us into 2016 and catching up with the rest of the league. I think they've done a phenomenal job of keeping the integrity of the ballpark, keeping the integrity of the stadium, but also bringing it up to speed with the rest of the league. So it's from the stadium standpoint, it's amazing what they've done. They're going to continue to do it. They've got a couple more phases left, I'm sure, but more importantly is the product that these guys have put on the field. The stadium's going to be there for 100 years, but this product that they've got on the field right now is fun to watch, and that's what's bringing people in.
Mm-hmm. Well, third highest attendance total in franchise history this year. You can just feel it at Wrigley. The energy's different, one, because they're winning, but two, I think a lot of the additions have helped with the scoreboards and things like that. But obviously an incredible season. Carrie, 8 days away until game one of the NLDS, when Wrigley's going to be absolutely rocking. They'll host game one and two of the NLDS next Friday and Saturday. The postseason picture remains pretty much the same as the last time we talked to you. It's either going to be the Giants, the Cardinals, or the Mets. Right now, the Mets and the Giants have the two wild card spots. Cardinals a game back. We asked you last week, still, who do you think the matchup, best matchup for the Cubs in game one of the NLDS?
You know, and I've thought about this a few times. We've had this conversation a couple times, and I find myself saying, well, I wouldn't mind playing this team. And honestly, with our team, it doesn't matter who we play, quite honestly. It doesn't matter either one of those three. Good teams win in postseason. Good pitching and good defense is going to win you games. We've got both of those things. Our offense is obviously doing what they're doing as well. So you throw that into the mix, and in the first round, it doesn't matter at this point. I probably would like to see St. Louis nudge out San Francisco just to take the Samardzija Cueto equation out of the picture. But I really don't feel. I feel confident in this team and what they can do, and I really don't see there's not a whole lot of teams out there that scare me for us.
Yeah, I'm going to do something here. Wait, watch this.
What are you doing?
This is where I'm going to get. He's going to go. He's totally lost his mind, which is not the first
Carrie's
time.
Never said Carrie, that before,
Carrie would have
ever.
Said that this week alone. Yeah, but looking ahead, what is to me so fascinating is you have now the Red Sox have won the AL East. You've got Cleveland winning the AL Central. What an incredible between the two of them. First of all, with the Red Sox, just imagine that sort of Theo Epstein, kind of moment, right?
So many storylines there.
I know. It's just
totally
storyline galore.
And the Cleveland storyline is an excellent storyline, too. There's so many sort of magical and mystical, and that's one of the beauties of baseball, is that there's the traditions of baseball, and there is the mysticism to it because it is so old, and it's stuff our grandparents talked about, and as I pointed out before, lived and died before being able to see a Chicago Seriously. Cubs World Series win.
God rest their mm-hmm. souls.
Yeah, and you know, there's going to be, and as there were in Boston, right, before Theo mm-hmm. got there, and as there have been in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, think about that series. How many players would be in that World Series with the Cubs and the Red Sox that Theo Epstein had a hand in getting those players?
Fingerprints all over both teams.
Right, all over it.
I know.
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive. And obviously Cleveland coming in with their history and not winning in so long as well. So that would be – there's a couple of good storylines there for sure.
Yeah.
But I think the best one is the Cubs winning the World Series. That's the best one of all.
Without question.
See, now that was crazy. That was crazy right there. That was crazy talk.
It is. We got to get past the first round.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know.
That's a comfortable place to be.
Even like, I'm still of that – well – we still got to get in the playoffs. I know we're in them, but still, we got to get in.
I just want to see them show up on the field.
Shut up. All right. So,
it's very stressful.
It is. Listen, being a Cubs fan has always had its enjoyable stress, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always been a part of the play is to you know, enjoy the lovable loser thing and to be excited about that and to wear that as a badge of honor and just have to put up with it. And all the years where things went sideways and it seemed sort of accidental, whether it was, you know, the Bartman ball or it was, mm-hmm. You know, the going through through the magic glove. There are those moments, right?
Right.
But it is what it is. Now we're here. We have another shot at it. We can be calm and we can just enjoy this because we've already seen the worst. We know the worst can happen. We lived through it.
Right.
Don't say that, Ro.
See, I never like to say that. I feel like the worst has happened. I never like to say that.
I know.
I feel like you shouldn't say that.
I know. But look what I did.
I will say though, I've only been a Cubs fan. I've only been a Cubs baseball fan for like 3 years. So, I mean, other than that, this is kind of new to me. So, as being a Cubs fan, we had two rough seasons. Last year was really, really good, and this year's been better. So,
yeah,
hey, me being a Cubs fan is a lot better than your experience.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you grew up a Rangers fan?
I did grow up a Rangers fan. I grew up in the Dallas area, so the Rangers were my team growing up. But and also, I don't think they had the pitching to do it, but they got a chance to get themselves in some postseason.
Great offense again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not sure they have the pitching, but... Yeah, I always keep an eye on those guys.
Yeah, I could tell. Mm-hmm. I can tell. All right, Kerry Wood, we will. Well, we'll see you next Tuesday before we talk to you next Thursday. But
looking forward to it. Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's good. Harry Carey is at the mothership. Harry Carey is on Kinsey in Chicago, and it's going on all morning. And our event starts at 11:30. If you want to take part in that, go to chicagosuntimes.com/playoffs. And they've got a playoffs party, I should say. And they've got a whole invitation there, and you can sign up for it. And it's a really great event. So,
all right. The playoffs party that's not going to end until like first week of November.
Aaron, I like right. See, that's a good way of looking at it. Thank you very much.
Could potentially go to November 4th, I believe, if it goes 7 games in the World Series. Yeah, long season.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Pace yourself, Ro.
Yes, I'm pacing myself.
We won't need 7 games, though, Ro.
No, Kerry, we won't. I don't want to be at Fenway on November 4th. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a hard place to win. All right. Thank you very much, Kerry Wood.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you.
All right, see you. Bye.
Other Wrigley news. Big Star, did you see, is moving across the street from Wrigley in the big Hotel Zachary complex.
Dynamite tacos.
Oh, you're not kidding.
The line would be, what's the estimate there? 3 to 4 hours for
it's
a single taco?
Always long.
Oh, but so worth it.
It is worth it.
So
delicious.
Worth it.
All right. Violetta Petromedics, other WGN traffic trouble spots.